I love you forever with all my heart. I love you forever, you're my king. I love you forever with all my heart. I love you forever, you're my king. Hosanna, we praise you. Hosanna, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hosanna, we praise you. Hosanna, we praise you. Hosanna, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hosanna, we praise you. I love you forever, you're my king. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made. Another day, dear God, that you have blessed us to be able to see. Another day to be in your presence. Another day to be in your glorious and magnificence, oh God, and your greatness and your love and your kindness. It's another day that we can bask in your glory. Another day that you have made so that we can rejoice, oh God, knowing that our God is in control, that our God is mighty, that our God is awesome, that our God is like none other. So, God, as we have sung this morning, we praise you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We extol your name, for your name is great, and your name is greatly to be praised. It's greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, Lord, your name is worthy. It's worthy of glory. It's worthy to be honored. It's worthy to be lifted up, because when we lift you up, Lord, your word tells us that you will draw all men unto you, and that's our purpose. That's our plan. That's our mission every single day, to reflect you, to draw nearer to thee, oh God, to be in your perfect will in the mighty name of Jesus. That's our goal. That's our outlook on life. We don't have any other intentions, Lord, but we are hungry and we're thirsty for more of you. I don't care, God, if I have to pray the same thing every single day. Our desire, Lord, is to move forward, and so we need more from you. God, we are pressing towards the higher mark, the higher calling that you have for us. We're not satisfied with any of the status quo. So just as we have a desire to eat food every day, just as we have a desire to drink, oh God, water or drinks every single day, God, it is our soul's desire, oh God, to be in your presence, to magnify you and glorify you, to get into your presence, God. That is our desire, to bless the Lord at all times, that your praise may continuously be in our mouth. Because when we bless you, O God, you come down and you inhabit our praises. It's a simple solution. It's a simple solution, Lord. We pray. You tell us men ought to always pray and not faint. But then you ought to tell us to bless you at all times. And then Pastor Hackett told us on Sunday that those two go together, that when you pray, you can praise God, and we can do it in advance knowing that our prayers have been heard, oh God, and that you will come to our rescue, that you will open up a door, that you will make a way out of no way, that you will provide, God, that you will do and be just who you said that you are. You reminded us, God, that you are. You said, I am. And we always know that we can fill in whatever we need for you to be after those I am. You are a great provider. You are a way maker. You are a strong tower. You are the wheel in the middle of the wheel. You are the source of our strength. You are our present help in the time of trouble. You are the way, the truth, and the light. God, you have been everything that we needed more. And so we say thank you, God. And we want to get more of you. Not just more, because I've changed that, Lord. I just want all of you. I want all of your glory. I want all that I can handle, Lord. Fill my cup, God, this day, till I want no more. And then let your anointing overflow and overwhelm and overrun your people in the mighty name of Jesus. That as we walk on these streets, as we go to our jobs, as we set up in our homes, wherever we may find our foots to be stepping on this day, God, we want the land, God. We want that property, God. We want that position, God. We want that victory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So order and anoint our foot. Steps and God, if we're walking with you, our footsteps will be anointed, Lord. If we walk with you, Lord, our words, oh God, our thoughts will be anointed, Lord. Oh God, if we walk with you, God, our ways, oh God, will be anointed because we'll be enveloped, oh God, we'll be overwhelmed, Lord, we'll be saturated, Lord, we'll be drenched in your love, in your glory, in your presence, God. And that's what our desire is each and every day, God. It's our desire, oh God, to exude you, for your glory, God, to be revealed in our lives, that you may help us to let our light so shine before men, God, that we may give you glory in our lives, that we may, oh God, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we have been called. That is our desire, Lord, on a daily basis, to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You have a higher calling for each and every one of us. You have a greater anointing for each and every one of us. We have not yet attained. So we're forgetting those things that are behind, and we're looking towards those things that are ahead. We find ourselves in a press to be in your glory, a press to please you, to make you smile. Oh, God, to make, oh, God, our praises come before you to be as a sweet-smelling savor. Oh, God, we don't want our praise to come before your nostrils, oh God, and smell, and you turn away from us. But as we say, Hosanna, we praise you. Oh God, we magnify you as we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise on a daily basis. We want it to come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. And so, Lord, have your way. We need you, oh God, this day to lead, guide, and direct us. Oh, God, to grant us strength, to grant us wisdom, because there's so much going on in the world, Lord, that we don't have the answers for. But we heard last night, Lord, in our study of Matthew chapter 10, that you said that we will be persecuted for your sake. We'll be persecuted by, oh, God, a religion. Those that are in the church will be persecuted by those in the government, Lord. We'll be persecuted, Lord, by our family. We'll be persecuted by society. But in the midst of the one that you had about being persecuted by the government, Lord, you told us that we don't have to worry about what we're going to say, because the Holy Spirit will grant us the words that we need to say to encourage, to save, to turn away wickedness, and to turn away wrath, Lord, to lead someone to Christ. And that's what we need today. Oh, God, there's so much going on. The little young baby, oh, God, that was snatched by an alligator, Lord. That family don't understand what's going on and why the situation happened, Lord. But we must pray, Lord, today. We must pray and seek your face, Lord. We must pray and ask that your will be done and let our wills line up with your will, Lord. And so we ask for peace and comfort, oh God, and understanding for that family, Lord. Oh God, let them not be in despair, Lord, but let them know that you are in control, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, it may not look like everything is going to be okay. It may not feel like everything is going to be okay, but you are a rock in a weary land, God, a shelter in the time of storm. You are a present help in the time of trouble. That's who you are, Lord. You are the way, God, the truth and the light, Lord. That's who you are. And so we need you to be you, God, in our lives. Just be you, God. Be a source of strength, God. Be a rock, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be a present help, Lord, in our lives, oh God, in every area of our lives. So we pray that that family know who you are, because if they know who you are, Lord, oh, they know that they can find comfort in you. You are our very peace, Lord, our very source of strength, Lord. You are the reason why we live and move and have our very being. Lord, grant them peace, oh God, this day, and comfort that family in the mighty name of Jesus. Several tragedies. The young lady, the singer, God, was assassinated by a strange man that was chasing after her, following after her, God. No contact with this man. No contact with this man, but he had a desire to destroy. That is nobody but the devil, Lord. Help us to not look at the flesh. Help us to not look at the outer extremities, because the cover of the book, Lord, don't exactly explain what's going on inside. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against what we see or what we can touch with our hands, or we can taste with our mouth, or that we can smell with our nose or hear with our ears. But we wrestle against principalities, Lord, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, God, our weapons are prayer. Our weapons are praise. And then we ask you, God, this morning, that you give us a spirit of discernment in the mighty name of Jesus, that we won't go on our senses, but that we will yield to the leading of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way in my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead, guide, and direct me, Lord, on this day. Oh, God, show me, oh, God, what I need to see in the spiritual realm, Lord. Let me not look at the things with my fleshly eyes, Lord, but let me look at things spiritually, oh, God, because those that are spiritually minded, oh, God, those things are far above those things that are carnally minded, Lord. And we understand those things that are carnal, God, cannot understand the things of the flesh. So help us, Lord, today to put flesh under subjection when things come our way, Lord. Help us to put flesh under subjection and allow our spirit man to rise, Lord. Help us when things come that will stir us up to say some things that are wrong, Lord. Help us to put flesh under subjection and allow our spirit man, God, to rise among us. Let him lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord, that we may be pleasing to you. We pray for that family, those families that lost loved ones during the tragedies of this week. We pray for wisdom from those that are in high places and leadership positions, Lord. We pray for salvation in the White House, Lord. We pray for salvation that's in the Senate, in the Congress, Lord, in the House of Representatives, Lord. We pray for spiritual insight, salvation in our state houses, in our county offices, in our city offices, town halls, Lord, wherever there are leaders at that are leading the people, we pray that they are know you in the pardon of their sin. Pray for salvation, God, because you are the way, and we need you in every area of our lives. Now, God, bless us on this day. I believe that there were some other petitions, Lord, that I can't recall from last night's service. But you know the petition, healing for the body, diamond and crystal, wheezing and coughing, God. We bind that sickness that's running around in their bodies, Lord. We cast it out right now. We plead the blood. Let your blood wash. Let your blood cleanse. Let your blood make whole even now. Strengthen Mother McCowan's legs, healing in her body. We claim it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing in the life of Brother Coulter, Lord. Healing right now, God. Bind that sickness on every hand. We plead the blood, God. It washes away sins, oh God, but it also can heal bodies, Lord. We plead the blood even now, Lord. We pray for all of the petitions that are on our site, Lord, from Brother Michael, Lord, and the other petitions about families and salvation in the home, Lord. We pray for peace in our homes, salvation, deliverance, and healing in our homes. Help our bodies to be a living temple for you, Lord. Know we not that our bodies are not our own. God, we don't belong to ourselves. But, Lord, we want your spirit to have free reign and free rule over us this day. Lead us and guide us. Grant us wisdom and grant us favor. Anoint us for this very day, for this very hour, and help us to lean on into our own understanding. But in everything that we do, God, we acknowledge you. And that's what we start our mornings off with you, to acknowledge, God, that we need you today. Bless us and keep us. Keep us in the heart of your hand, in the center of your will, God. Watch over us all day long, God, and then bring us back together at the appointed place and the appointed time, because we want to pray. We want to bring ourselves before you, God, and extol and magnify your name and bless your name all the day long. Bless your name. We thank you even now. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.